It's Downbeat. Ah, yes, men, it's Downbeat, and this is Gene Norman with another session of the most democratic thing on earth, American jazz. Some of the greatest jazz men are assembled on record today to give out with their unique talents. Looking over the list, we find, heading the parade, the Chocolate Dandies. Then comes a jam session at Commodore, and the curtain spot goes to the Edmund Hall Sextet. A beautiful list for those who like their music, strictly top drawer. So, take it easy for the next 15... and listen to the best jazz of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Out of McKinney's Cotton Pickers of 1928 and the Fletcher Henderson Band of 1930, the original Chocolate Dandies were formed. This new group, under the same name, presents a slightly different personnel, but still the same peerless jazz. With Coleman Hawkins on tenor, Roy Eldridge trumpet, Benny Carter piano, Bernard Addison guitar, Johnny Kirby bass, Big Sid Catlett on drums, this is a dandy by the Dandies of 1940 in I Surrender, Dear.
Thank you.
Jackson T. Gordon on trombone, Bud Freeman on tenor, Pee Wee Russell clarinet, Jess Stacy piano, Bobby Hackett cornet, Eddie Condon guitar, George Wetling drums, Audie Shapiro bass. Well, those are the names on the label of this next record. And furthermore, we find this reunion by a bunch of Chicago boys from the old days 10 years later, knocking down a jam session at Commodore with Embraceable You. Cafe Society Uptown, Cafe Society Downtown. These were havens before the war for idle jazzmen. In these establishments, the best men in town were gathered, and the small combos generally turned out mighty fine work, as witness this record by Edmund Hall. Edmund on clarinet, Emmett Berry trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Eddie Haywood piano, Billy Taylor bass, Big Sid Catlett drums. This was the group featured on the Downtown Cafe Boogie. Thank you. pre-war music today on Downbeat, a gathering of the client from all points of the country for some distinguished jazz. Well, until we roll around with our usual fine array of talent again, this is Gene Norman taking the cue from the engineer who watches the clock, saying, this is the Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.